Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
KFI AM 640's Conway Show. We've got another couple of these walk-up songs. And what a walk-up song is, for people who are not familiar with baseball, it's when the batter walks from the warm-up circle, right? The up to the plate, and it's the music that they introduce him with. And so we have a couple of them here. Here's one. This is Balls on Parade, Rage Against the Machine. This is Walker Buehler's song. People, you'll be familiar with it. Oh yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Walker Buehler.
Yes! Balls on Parade.
Are you saying bulls?
Yeah. I wasn't going to correct you.
Yeah, Bulls on Parade.
Okay.
What did you think, son? Balls on Parade?
Yeah.
Oh, Bellio, please. Mine's always in the gutter. All right, this is another one that I think if I was playing for the Dodgers... This is the song that I'd like to have them play when I approach the plate. And you walk slowly to second base. Like, do I start here? Do I bat here?
Oh, you'd be my favorite.
Shuffle to the pitcher's mound. Hey, how you doing?
You still got those weight rings around the bat?
I put my head on the bat and spin around a couple of times. Like,
maybe start boxing with the mascot.
Do a little magic trick for the audience.
You'd be my favorite player for forever.
A little close hand magic. All right. Anyway, so I don't play for the Dodgers, but if I did, that'd be a cool one. All right, the Benny Hill song.
Boots Randolph.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. All right, here's another one. Here's a walk-up song.
The drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies. You know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Who do you think this is?
Oh, I don't know, but it's fun.
He's a pitcher.
Yeah, it's Dustin May.
No. Clayton Kershaw.
Oh.
Yeah.
That surprises me.
Kind of a cool one, right? All right, yeah, Clayton Kershaw. Here's another one. You'll know the song. You may not know the player. I'll fill that in for you. All right, here we go.
You gotta fight for your right to fight.
Is Puig still on the team?
You gotta fight. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Taylor. Chris Taylor. Taylor. Taylor.
All right, so that's pretty cool. I imagine there's a lot of guys that put a lot of thought into it, right? Because they don't want just some dumb song. And that's going to live with them for a while. All right, here's another one. You got to guess the player. There's a walk-up song of one of the current Los Angeles Dodger players. Anything, Bellio?
This is Trevor Bauer.
Angel, you want to take a shot here?
Yeah, same as Bellio.
Oh, wow. Okay, you're both wrong. I'll give you a hint. His first initials are AJ.
AJ.
And his last name sounds like Wallach.
AJ Wallach. AJ Wallach.
AJ Pollock.
That's right.
Oh, AJ Pollock.
Ding dong. Yeah, AJ Pollock. That's his walk-up song. Please welcome AJ Pollock. All right, so that's AJ Pollock. Here's Bellio's. And when Bellio ever plays for the Dodgers, here's the song she wants to be have them to play while she walks up to the plate. Doing her mom's dance. You must try
to little side shuffle. What's love got to do? Shoulder dip.
Yep. What's love? Big hands. The leather tassels on her jacket.
Big ass hair.
That's Bellio's. That's a great song. Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do With It? All right, here's another one. Did we go through this one already? I don't think we did. All right, here's another one. Ladies and gentlemen, pitcher Dustin May. Rage Against the Machine. I think it's Born a Broken Man, right? I think Dong with him. Kind of an odd song. Born a Broken Man, right? That's your walk-up song. I think it's your walk-off song.
Trying to say something, buddy?
I think when the Dodgers fire you, that's your walk-off song. Yeah, Born a Broken Man. Sorry, not going to pick up your contract. What the hell? Come on, man. I won all these World Series for you guys. It didn't work out. All right, but that's the Los Angeles Dodgers. There's a lot of them I don't know, though. Like, I don't know, like, Joe Kelly. Oh, I know Truth Hurts, I guess, right? Matt Beatty, 7000X. I don't know what that is. Let's see here. Who else is on this? Who's on my shotgun phone here? Who else? I don't know any of these other songs. Austin Barnes, 97 Bentley. Will Smith, Nice for What by Drake. Trevor Bauer, The Pursuit of Vikings.
What was the Will Smith you said?
Will Smith, yeah. His should have been the Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. It has to be.
Getting jiggy with it, maybe?
Yeah, exactly. Scott Alexander, Who Am I? That's pretty good.
Scott Alexander.
Scott Alexander. Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Alexander, Who Am I? Corey Seager is Good Time. That's kind of cool. All right, Los Angeles Dodgers, they're kicking asses here. I think they're 9-2. I don't know what the record is. I believe it's 9-2. Maybe it's 8-2, but I believe it's 9. Is it 9-2?
Yep.
Wow. Man, this team could win 140 games this year. It's incredible. Every guy that comes to the plate for the Dodgers is capable of getting a home run or a huge clutch hit. Incredible. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. More now with Crouch. KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. Aaron Rodgers is hosting Jeopardy.
Wait, is he trying out for a week? Is that what it is? They try out for a week? I think it's a
2 weeks.
Oh, they get two weeks of that?
It feels like 2 years.
Yeah. I read somewhere where somebody said, he's going to be the next host. I'm sorry if you're a fan. He's horrible.
What?
He has no energy.
Oh my God.
He's so monotone.
He's one of those well-liked guys in the world.
I'm sure he's a nice
guy. Who else do you hate? That old Dodger announcer? What's his name? Vin Scully? Getting down on him too? Oh my God.
Come on.
What about that guy that was born about 2021 years ago? What's his name? Jesus? How about that guy, right?
No, I'm sure Aaron is a great guy. He's obviously a phenomenal football player, but he's not good at hosting. He's very stiff. He's very monotone.
Yeah, but that's a stiff host job. I mean, Alex Trebek was also stiff.
I think there needs to be a little mystery behind it.
the cadence and the mystery. There you can have low, I don't know how, if I'll say this properly. You
IQ?
Can have a lot of energy, but play it kind of low. You
right.
do it occasionally.
Thank you very much. But I don't watch Jeopardy that often because it doesn't make me feel good about myself, right?
Yeah, I can't answer any of them.
Yeah.
Not one.
I mean, if they had hopscotch, I'd watch
totally.
That.
Totally.
Yeah.
What follows three?
That's yeah, right. It's like I'd watch Bowling for Dollars. That made me feel good, right?
Yeah.
Guy when he misses 7-10 split. F that guy.
I'm pretty good at Wheel of Fortune, though.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that either. Not good at that.
Really?
Mm-mm.
You can't get the puzzles when they have like all the letters in?
No. The only thing I like is Price is Right, because I go around and look at prices and stuff. So.
You know prices?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like Rice-A-Roni and...
How much is Rice-A-Roni right now?
I bought the other day. It was $1.89 for a box of Rice-A-Roni.
Does anybody know if he's right?
Yeah, it's all right. But I don't know who's going to get that job.
84 cents.
84 cents? Well, I don't know
you
where you're shopping.
You bought it for $1.29?
Yeah, but Crozier, he buys the expired ones.
I use coupons.
But I'm not a big game show fan. That's not true. I love Family Feud.
You do.
I love Family Feud, right? You don't have to think about anything. You just see these people trying to win $20,000. They get so excited. I will say, though, that whoever's on Family Feud and they win a brand new car, if it's the family on the right, as you're looking at the TV set, it's the family on stage left, so it's on your right, they have to walk by the other family to get in that car, right? The other family just lost the car, and now they're going to get these a-holes walking by you screaming and getting in what should have been your car.
Yeah, they're getting in their face
right.
with their big win.
That's right. Yeah, they got $20,000 in a car, and you got nothing, man.
Yeah, they should.
You just got a dumb sister that doesn't know what Popeye eats.
Chicken! Oh, my God.
I got to play that again, man. I can't stop with that. It's set it up for us, Belia. What is that?
Well, it's the Family Feud up in Canada, I believe, right?
And right.
The question was, what does Popeye eat for dinner?
Yeah,
and she was so confident in her answer, and she would go, "Well, you'll."
It's Popeye's favorite food, I think.
Popeye's favorite food.
It was on.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
But it was the sudden death where there's only one answer. Oh. And there's one question, one answer. And so this young lady was asked, what's Popeye's favorite food? And man, did she blow it.
All right. Real simple. There's one question. Only one answer. Whoever gets it, you're playing for $10,000.
$10,000.
That's it. Whoever guesses this wins the game. Here we go. Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Love that. Oh my God.
His favorite food.
Chicken.
And she does that swivel your, you know, your hips and your shoulders, you know, that chicken.
So much confidence.
Oh man.
I've got this one.
I can't tell you how happy I was with that arrogance being slapped back at her. I hate people like that.
It's so great. And then her sister's like, oh my God, I'm related to this thing.
Oh my God.
Show me chicken.
Spinach, Jerry.
So spinach, Jerry. I'm the smartest man in the world. Spinach, I believe, Jerry.
And then this guy piling on, spinach, Jerry. I know I'll never be able to date anything like that because she's pretty attractive. And, well, I come from a line of tire salesmen. I'm going to go spinach, Jerry.
Spinach, Jerry.
Yeah, spinach, Jerry. I don't need to impress that Eve girl anymore. She's obviously not up to my level. She doesn't know as much about Popeye as I do. I know a lot about Popeye. Watch him as a kid with Brutus and the whole run. Olive oil. And I'm going to say spinach, Jerry. Yeah, thank you. I could even do the impersonation.
Show me chicken!
Spinach, Jerry.
You know what? If that guy was smart, you know, the guy that got it right, if he was smart, he would have looked into that young lady's eyes, right? And they said, all right, Popeye's favorite food, Jerry, what is it? And he'd go, I'm going with chicken. Right? He's like, you know what? I'm not going to embarrass her. I'm gonna go and help her out and extend this and try to throw her a bone. And then maybe afterwards, in the green room, you know?
Hey, remember that? Remember back there?
Yeah. Remember
when I helped
you
out?
I helped you out with Popeye?
Huh? Yeah. Come on.
Let's, how about this Popeye?
Mojo Potatoes.
Yeah.
He doubled down.
This Popeye.
Well, he's pointing. like she wouldn't get it, right? She's like, he goes, how about this Popeye? She's like, well, what does that mean, this Popeye? He's like,
right there.
Ah.
Oh, Popeye.
Your belt buckle. Belt buckle, Jerry.
Then the other sister's again, oh, my God.
I know. I love that thing.
Only one answer. Whoever gets it, you're playing for $10,000. That's it. Whoever guesses this wins the game. Here we go. Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Oh, my God.
Show me chicken.
Spinach, Sherry.
She still didn't think she got it wrong. She's like, what? What's everyone laughing about?
I don't understand.
It's chicken. Have you even seen the lines outside of Popeye's? They're not waiting for spinach.
They have the sandwiches.
They don't even serve spinach. And she probably, all the way home, they didn't even serve spinach at Popeye's. You and everyone in the audience got it wrong. I got it right. I went with spinach. I went with chicken. And you guys all got it wrong. And I probably, to this day, she'll, you know, if you're like, if you see her in a bank, she probably works at a bank. Hey, were you the chick that did the chicken? Look, it's, I did chicken. It's still right. You going to open an account here, a savings account? What's going on with you? Or else I'm going to call security. You're out of here, bub. But I, and again, she's got to be invited to every family party. Like, if you're having a Thanksgiving, I bet they ask, like, oh, can you bring Eve? Because my... My kids, you know, that's their favorite video.
We're not doing turkey this year. Guess what we're doing?
Chicken! But she's got to come to every party. So the 5, 6, 7-year-olds can go, wow, that's her. Let's get a couple drinks in her and ask her some more questions. All right, very good. We're live on KFI. I got to hear it one more time, uninterrupted. All right, please.
Real simple. There's one question. Only one answer. Whoever gets it, you're playing for $10,000. That's it. Whoever guesses this wins the game. Here we go. Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Oh, my God.
Show me chicken.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
KFI AM 640. Conway Show. Chicken. One of my favorite videos of all time. You got to look it up. You got to see the body language of this. Eve is her name. Chicken. And then I never noticed this, but when they go to commercial break, she says to the host, I thought you were talking about spinach, right? Listen to what she says to the host.
I thought you meant Popeye's chicken.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant Popeye's chicken. And the host is just like, oh, my God, it never stops.
I thought you meant Popeye's chicken.
Oh, man.
With that, like, sexy, crackly voice.
Oh, no.
You know? Hey, imagine driving across country with her. Like,
that's a pretty picture.
Yeah. What do you want to eat? Well, let's get a Big Mac, a Jack in the Box. Ah, oh, sweetie, please. You're going to drive me crazy. I'll drive this car right over the canyon, Grand Canyon. Oh, the Grand Canyon. Isn't that where people go skiing? No, it's not where people go skiing. You got to get one of these things right before we hit New York. Something. God almighty, please. You know, the full length of the Cheers song is kind of cool, but I think there's some lyrics that you can't do nowadays in a full-length Cheers song. Doesn't it just the opening of that take you back to like a better time in life?
Warm fuzzies.
Yeah, you know, when you're sitting at home. I don't know what year this show was on. I imagine the 80s, right? 80s, 90s?
Like 80s. 90s.
Yeah.
Late like 80s, early 90s.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot.
All right, we're cool so far.
Wouldn't you like to get away?
Right.
Nights when you've got no lights, the check is in the mail.
What?
And your little angel hung the cat up by its tail. And your third fiance didn't show.
Huh?
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name. Troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
All right, more troubling lyrics coming up. Here we go. See if you can pick them out.
Roll out of bed, Mr. Coffee's dead. The morning's looking bright.
Morning's looking bright.
And your shrink ran off to Europe and didn't even write. And your husband wants to be a girl.
That?
What?
Huh?
What?
That's part of the show?
Right. And your husband wants to be a girl. Be glad there's one place in the world where everybody knows your name.
I don't think they concentrated on that lyric on the show. I think they left it out. I think even back then, you can really air that, right? Ding dong with it. But yeah, that's a lyric in the original Cheers song. When your husband wants to be a girl.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
I mean, why wouldn't you want to be a woman?
Right.
Bed, Mr. Coffee's dead.
Not a woman.
The morning's looking bright.
Morning's looking bright.
And your shrink ran off to Europe and didn't even write. And your husband wants to be a girl. Be glad there's one place in the world where everybody knows your name.
You know, it's sending the wrong message. You know, because I studied messaging in college.
That's true, isn't
but,
it?
Yeah, it is. It's sending the wrong message.
It was rhetoric and messaging, wasn't it?
That's right. That's right. Right. Yeah. Well, studliness and messaging.
But you flunked that.
Both.
Yeah.
In a pretty radical way. But what they're saying is if your husband wants to be a girl, right? Then the only way to deal with that is go drink with your friends.
It's a way.
Oh, it's certainly a way. I just don't know how healthy it is, right?
Dealing right. And your husband wants to be a girl.
Well, I better get down and drink with the mailman, right?
Don't you think, like, initially that's, you know, you like
Cliff.
Woody. It first aired in 1982.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think I was working back then or something. I don't know. But I didn't catch on until the next season. But, man, that was a great show.
One of the best.
Yeah. And I love that you couldn't binge watch it, right? You know, you couldn't like just watch the whole thing in a weekend.
Right. You had to wait.
Like Mondo did with, what did he do that with?
Mr. Mayor?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
And so he's like, I watched every single
Curb over the weekend.
And I'm like, oh, that's great. How'd you like it? Oh, it's great. Episode 38 and then episode 25. Remember this? And I'm like, no, I don't remember all that. But when you have one episode every week, everyone could talk about it. You know, when you got to work, God, you see Cheers last night? Oh, unbelievable. Yeah. I can't imagine. You see that line that Cliff had? Ah!
It really was must-watch TV.
That's right. They used that, I believe, right?
They did.
Yeah, must-watch TV.
And then when it was hiatus, you had to go like a whole summer.
Right, you watched the crappy shows that came on, or reruns.
Reruns.
But mostly just crappy shows that came on, you know, during a hiatus.
For people who are not in show business, that means once the show is done until fall, take some time off. You know, writers need some
time to rewrite, you know, the new shows. Hiatus is what we call it in show business. Bellio didn't need, didn't seem like she needed to explain it to you people. But I think I did. So there you go. Thank you.
Especially when you said you people, explain it to you people.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you're so dumb.
Well,
you
look,
wouldn't know what hiatus was.
You think, you know, we live in an industry town where we're all in the industry, and they may not know what hiatus was.
Maybe
you know?
In their work, they take hiatuses as well.
Really?
No.
You mean somebody takes like May, June, July, and August off?
Teacher? No, I guess back? Teachers. No.
Teachers take what? They have August? No, that's not true. Teachers, they work for like 2 weeks after all the students are gone.
Yes.
And then they get in there like 2 weeks before the students come back.
But
so,
they.
So it's not the big, huge vacation everyone thinks it is.
All right. You win this one.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right, let's take a quick break here and so we get some more news with Crouch.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
AM 640, it's Conway Show. Staples Center is opening up, ma'am, right? They're getting in there at Staples Center and opening that sucker up. There, there's a guy outside banging on Staples Center door. Open that up. He's at exit one, entrance one. Get in there. Watch those Kings, Lakers, Clippers, Sparks, Circus. Push those doors open. I don't know if they still have the circus. I think the circus is over. Unfortunately, I enjoyed the circus. All right, Staples Center's reopening.
A lot different, that's for sure. Think, for example, no beer, no drinks at your seat while you're watching the game.
Great.
No food allowed
awesome. In
that area either. Also, no bags inside the stadium. Just some of the...
Right, which is a bunch of nude people sitting around Staples Center? What is that? No food, no drinks, no smoke, no bags, no skirts, no blouses, no tops, no bras. No mustaches, no ponytails, nothing. No tattoos.
In that area either. Also, no bags inside the stadium. Just some of the changes that we're going to address during this report. But one thing is for sure, fans are coming back for the first time in over a year.
Okay. I think this is the Scooch, right? Scooch! Right? Do you think she's going to go through the litany of what we have to do with masks and gloves and distance?
Hand sanitizers.
Yep. I bet she does. I bet she goes through the whole list.
And the Lakers responding to this last night.
Can't wait. Man, I can't wait. You know, the mystique of being in that building with our great fans is a big part of why it's so cool to be a Laker. And, you know, it's just been absent this year and it's been missed. And we're excited to have our fans back for sure.
Yeah, but the Laker fans are not happy about coming back with all these restrictions. I know a guy who's a season seat holder, has been for years. And he's thinking about giving them up.
So the question, how many fans are allowed for this first game? Well, Staples Center.
Yes. How many fans?
Staples Center told us they're working toward having 35% capacity.
Wow.
But the Lakers then said for the first game, only a couple thousand will be allowed. So as we await clarification for that, regardless, we know the energy will be different.
Welcome back, fans. Can you believe it? We're just thrilled to be able to invite guests back to our building.
All right. So you're going to have to find or buy your digital tickets.
All right. Here we go. Here's the list. Of what it's going to take for you to get back into Staples Center. Hold on. Buckle your seatbelts, kids.
Find or buy your digital tickets in advance. Have them uploaded and ready to go in your app. No bags are allowed, only what fits in your pockets.
Right.
Masks are a must. Social distancing in place and proof of vaccination or a negative test result is required.
So you got to, if you're going to go to a Laker game on Sunday, you got to either show them that you're fully vaccinated or you've got to get a COVID test within 72 hours of the game. Seems easy, right? Not inconvenient at all.
They're going to need to bring up a health verification. They're going to need.
Oh, my God. Who's going to do that?
They're going to need to bring up a health verification. They're going to need to either show us proof of full vaccination.
How long is it going to take you to get in line when everybody has to show all these health verifications and these, COVID vaccines and COVID tests? Take you 9 hours to get in to see the game.
They're going to need to bring up a health verification.
And are they going to have a medical professional checking all of these
the certifications at the door.
Right.
Who's checking it? The
right.
TSA?
Or is it just the average, guy who's the security down there?
Yeah.
Right? And he's holding it upside down. He's like, yep, that looks good. Yeah. Come on in.
This will pretty much be the way that it is, though. This is a good ramp up for all the theme parks, Disneyland and all that, too.
Yeah.
It's why they needed that 2 weeks, a month or whatever to prep everybody before they actually opened up.
Yeah. I understand, you know, waiting in line for 15 minutes, having to go through that to get into a theme park. Then you're there all day and it's sort of interactive. But to watch a game, you know, to sit by yourself with no beer, no food, no, you know, nothing to eat, nothing to see. You can't get up and go to the bathroom. They excuse you row by row when you leave. I don't know if that's true or not.
They're going to need to bring up a health verification. They're going to need to either show us proof of full vaccination 2 weeks past your last dose or a negative COVID-19 test taken within the last 72 hours of the event.
Oh, good. Okay. I thought it was going to be complicated. I thought it was going to be complicated to get back into Staples. It's a breeze.
We need to make sure that our staff feels safe coming back, our team members, then the general public, as well as the athletes and the performers.
We're told there will be constant cleaning all over Staples.
Here we go.
In addition to that, mostly contactless bathrooms.
Yes.
No-touch flush, paper towels, automatic.
No-touch flush. I like that. I need to hear some more about that.
No-touch flush, paper towels, automatic sink, some of which they had before. They've also installed the highest quality filters you can get, they say.
Yeah, all right.
One very different component, ordering food via a mobile app as well. You cannot bring any of it, as I mentioned, inside the stadium to your seat.
There's QR codes throughout the building, including at your seat, signage all over the concourse. When you pick up your food from the concession stand here, you're going to actually eat in a designated area.
The new Staples.
I can eat in a designated area.
What?
That's great.
You're going to actually eat in a designated area.
The new Staples.
Who do they think's coming? Right? I mean, who's going to go through these loops to get in there? Right? Fly through all these hoops. Take you 3 days to get in.
Oh, you'll find some
Laker
fans.
Nation.
Oh, yeah.
Laker
Trust
Nation.
Trust me, you're exactly right. It'll be full, and people will be, you know, cheering and clapping and wearing their mask and not eating.
Well,
and
Homer Russell's probably going to go, right?
Who?
Homer Russell.
Who's a? You talking about this Russ?
Yeah.
You a big fan?
Yeah, I would love to go, but it's a little expensive.
It is expensive,
and I'm not going to pay that kind of money. I'm definitely not going to spend any money on that. Yet.
Yeah, it's a little expensive to get in there.
You're going to actually eat in a designated area.
The new Staples is cashless as well. Cash to card machines will convert your dollars to an Amex card that can also be used outside the venue.
Wait, what?
So if you don't have a smartphone, you're going hungry.
Right, but also to get food, your Amex will be used to transfer and to turn into cash. What is this?
Cashless as well. Cash to card machines will convert your dollars to an Amex card that can also be used outside the venue.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you have to buy, you're going to bring cash to Staples, and then you're going to put the cash into a machine, and that cash is going to give you Amex card that you can use in or outside of Staples Center. Okay.
But you still have to use your smartphone to order the food.
That's right. Yeah. Or you
if
got
you got a smartphone, chances are you've got money in your
phone. You probably have some credit card there anyway. Yeah.
Some 1,400 employees are expected back, so that's very exciting as well.
That is an exciting number.
Very
1,400,
exciting.
Yeah. Belly was just talking about how exciting that number is. 1,400, Belly.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Expected back, so that's very exciting as well. StableCenter.com if you want more information. We also heard, according to some LA County health officials, they said maybe fans try not to cheer as loudly.
Oh, God. That's unbelievable.
So complicated.
You can't do anything, including cheering. What do they do? They give you a horse tranquilizer when you walk in there?
But go, Lakers. Go.
Does cheering quietly change the effect of the virus?
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, it does.
Versus loud
viral
load.
Yeah, you're going to get killed.
Oh. Did you see that slam dunk? You suck.
Ooh. Yeah, can you imagine heckling the referees?
Last minute shot.
It was a stupid call.
Put some glasses on. Did you see that?
Jerk face.
He wasn't on the three-point line. No way.
Last minute shot was so great. What? The last minute shot.
What?
The last minute. Laker girls.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. Chumba. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.